This is a dictation, ongoing dictation, Ruth Clark, Data Service 5-1-2023, date of service 5-1-2-3, and date of birth 11-7-57. It's a continuation from dictation 0517-0079. The physical examination was being dictated, and we had a disconnection at that time. Here we go. The patient is a 65-year-old African-American female of a good-built, nutrition, alert, oriented, cooperative, and conscious, sitting comfortably, well-built, well-nourished, and hydration is good. She is not in any acute distress, shortness of breath, or severe pain phases. Patient does not appear severely anxious or lethargic. Patient has a good attitude and demeanor, and she is able to walk well with a walking cane as well as a wheelchair, rollator walker that she uses. She also has a scooter and a back, and she also is using wrist brace and a back brace. Her vital signs are as follows: the blood pressure is 104 over 74, pulse is 76, pulse ox is 100. The height is 5'7", and the weight is 196 pounds. The rest of the exam will come from previous, from the template, from skin all the way to neurological examination, to gait, which is painful, antalgic, and unable to walk well, except with the help of a wheelchair. And otherwise, she uses cane. In the musculature examination, please mention that there is a spasm in the trapezius muscles on the right side with several trigger points noticed. Cervical capitis muscle is in spasm. The paraspinal muscles are also noticed to be in spasm on the right side from C2 to L5 all the way throughout, with several trigger points, 1 plus hypertonicity without any tender points. The muscles, tendon of supraspinatus, infraspinatus tendon are also inflamed and tender. The musculoskeletal examination, the inspection and palpation is from the template. The spine tenderness is noticed from C2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, and L3, 4, 5, and bilateral sacroiliac joint. And there is a paravertebral muscle spasm in this areas, along with the tenderness, with several trigger points, 1 plus hypertonicity. Range of motion of the cervical spines are as follows. The forward flexion is 40, extension is 50, bilateral side flexion is 40, bilateral rotation is 40. And in the lumbar spine, forward flexion is 50, extension is 10, bilateral side flexion is 15, and bilateral rotation is 20. Hyperextension was found painful beyond 20 degrees. Maneuvers to identify reproduce the pain in cervical spine, Hoffman's sign was negative. Okay, 5 minutes. And Sperling sign is positive. Lerman test is positive. Dissection test was negative. Sotal test is negative. Thoracic spine, the Roos test is negative. Slump test is negative. Lumbar spine, Brzezinski-Kernick test is negative. Straight leg running test was positive on the right side at 30 degrees. Contralateral leg rest test is also positive on the right side. Camp test was negative, Brzezinski test negative, sacroiliac joint, bilateral sacroiliac joint. Faber test was positive, Gonsalant test was positive bilaterally, while standing flexion test, iliac compression test, dissection test are negative. In the extremities examination, please use the template, except for the area of right shoulder and both wrist and right knee. And the left wrist, rest of the extremities are from the template, completely normal. The examination of these areas will be dictated in minutes. Thank you.